Module 1, Know Thyself. Just a heads up, I cover a lot in this module. I highly recommend listening and reading until you've had your fill, then walking away and coming back to it. It may take you 2, 3, or 4 more sittings to get through it all, but that's better than being overwhelmed with information. Another suggestion would be to listen to or read all of it, then come back in a week or so and read it and listen to it again. Know thyself. Possibly the most important and valuable piece of advice you could ever take to heart. Everything in your life, the great and the ugly, is a result of how well you know yourself and how aligned you have stayed to this truth. Truth, in essence, is exactly and honestly what everything is. Who you are, who everyone else is, what everything else is. But your truth exists in 2 different forms. The truth of who you are, which is totally perfect, and the truth of who you are right now, which is a reflection of this perfect state in conjunction with your reality and circumstances. What is your truth? Who are you? Who are you right now? How closely these 2 align will be an indicator of how well you are doing. The reality is that on most days, who you are is not totally your 100% ideal state. This means that if you're not 100% honest, happy, loving, healthy, and abundant right now, then you are not in your perfect state. But this is okay, because this is what it means to be human. Your perfect state isn't there to make you feel bad about your true state, rather to inspire your true state to not give up. Your perfect state, aka your best self, is who you are in your absolute best form, under the absolute best of conditions, your greatest qualities coming together in the perfect combination to make the most divine version of who you are and who you can be. Sound realistic? Right, it's not. Then there's your true self, which is how you are actually showing up right now, given the fact that life is complicated. Your true self isn't always an accurate reflection of your best self, but that's okay, and actually, neither is better than the other. On good days, your best self and your true self are pretty close to each other. Your best self is the one you want to check in with constantly, because it's always guiding you to do your very best work. Your true self, you also want to check in with constantly because it's showing you how you're showing up and what you're putting out, regardless of how you should be showing up and what you should be putting out. It's not about being your best self, but about being the best version of yourself given the circumstances. Your true self lets you know where you stand in the scale of balance. Are you in balance or are you out of balance? Imbalance means that you're able to function quite closely to your best self. Out of balance lets you know that you need to take care of some things to help yourself out. Again, out of balance isn't a shame on you moment. Rather, a moment that requires some compassion and nurture, recognizing that something is going on that is pulling you away from your best self. Also, keep in mind that balance in general is constantly fluctuating, and we spend just as much time out of balance as we do in balance. It's a constant flux, but that's how we learn, grow, and evolve. You have a set list of qualities and characteristics that depict yourself in balance as well as out of balance. Those out-of-balance qualities, the criticism, anxiety, irritability, arrogance, depletion, and depression, are all ways of letting you know that something is drawing you away from your best self and needs to be addressed. I call these red flags qualities because they let you know when you're in the red. You individually have a specific list of out-of-balance qualities that you drift towards, just like you have a specific list of in-balance qualities that you drift towards. Knowledge is power. It's important to know your red flag qualities, and it's important to pay attention to. Ignoring them means you're neglecting your well-being and potential. Knowing both in balance and out of balance qualities is like knowing the trail signs that keeps you on the right path. Of course, on some level, you do know who you are. So this isn't to say, oh, you don't know who you are. But to scoff at the idea of checking in because you know who you are would entail that your life is perfect and you're always on track. And that's just not the case. Point being, it's important to check in with who you are on a regular basis, because anytime your life isn't totally perfect, it's safe to say that you are forgetting an element of yourself. The more you practice checking in and the more tuned in you become, the more you're constantly tuning in on a more subconscious level. But even if it is subconscious, the check-in is still happening. Anyone who's doing really well at life is constantly checking in and aware of themselves. Whether they're doing it consciously or subconsciously doesn't matter. And remember, this isn't saying that not being perfect is a problem, and we're going to talk about that a lot this year. It's just the fact that we're not always in that state, and that's okay because, again, we're human. All of life is a reflection. Whatever is going on inside of you is going to come out of you in all that you do, how you speak, even your facial expressions. If you're irritable for whatever reason, you will express that irritability in all that you do. It may be in a small way because you're aware of it and trying to not be that way, but even still, if you compare this to your best of moods, the difference will be apparent. I know that when I'm irritable, it comes out, even if it's just the look on my face, and it's almost always the look on my face. You can scale this in any way you want to explain that whatever you are putting out is a reflection of what's going on within and how you're dealing with it. To add another bead to this thread, whatever you are experiencing is going to also be a reflection of who you are in this moment. Partially because how you perceive your reality is going to be affected by your mindset, and partially because whatever you are throwing out there is going to be responded to accordingly. Again, if you're irritable, it's going to affect how people relate to and respond to you. So pay attention. One of the greatest ways you can improve yourself is by noticing what you're getting from your world and asking yourself, what am I putting in to warrant getting this out? This is really how the law of attraction works. However, I know when I think about the law of attraction, I immediately focus on what I am attracting and what I need to do to get it, pulling myself to the desired destination. In truth, the law of attraction works when you're doing so well at being you in your best form right now that you attract to you the very best experiences and opportunities. If you want to get the best from this world or even just have a good day, then you have to put yourself out there in the best way possible. And the best way possible is really the most authentic way possible. So stop looking to others. Authenticity. It seems simple, right? It means that you're being truly you every day, or really as often as possible. But the reality is, who you truly are can sometimes get mixed up with who you have been conditioned to be. It's very easy to get off track with yourself, and it most often comes from slow increments of doing things to please others, to fit in, to get the job done, etc. The only way you're going to get the greatest, smoothest successes in your life is by being yourself. It is good to check in on a regular basis, maybe weekly, monthly, or even quarterly, and ask, who am I right now? How am I showing up in my various roles? Where are things flowing and excelling? And where are things resisting or breaking down? Looking to others is a great way to get ideas and inspiration, but beyond that, it becomes a great way to escape your own reality or build up a pile of shoulds and coulds. Authenticity is both the input and the output, aka your goals and dreams need to be just as authentic as who you are and what steps you intend to take to get those goals and dreams. Just as it is hard to make your dreams a reality or even just a good day a reality, by not being yourself and doing things authentically, it's hard to make your dreams a reality when they aren't even your dreams. Awareness. Awareness is being present with and tuned into the moment. Awareness is the answer when it comes to ensuring your best reflection. It is in this moment, right now, that you can focus all of your attention on how you are being and doing, so that you can know how good of a job you're doing at reflecting your best self. The more aware you are, the easier it is to align your true self to your best self, the more authentic you can be in this moment, the more likely it is that you will attract to you the very best opportunities, relationships, and situations. You see, the future is built off of how good of a job you do in the present. Want a brighter future? Be here now and do your best job now. Yeah, it's good to make goals and envision what you want your brighter future to look like. But if you are only ever focusing on your future and your goals, then you're not checking in to see how you're actually showing up right now. The problem being that who you are being right now might not be aligned with this future that you're trying to create. Alignment. The term alignment is key to keep in mind with this module. How well aligned you are to your best self is going to help your true self to be as good as it can be. It's not about being perfect. It's about keeping the image of perfection in mind when you make decisions so that you're your own very human version of perfection every single day. This is the best we can ask for, and this is more than enough. A big part of this is that you need to get what you deem perfect to coincide with the perfect that you actually are. For example, in a situation where your mother constantly bullies or guilts you into doing things, what you think is perfect might be doing it for her because that's what you perceive the perfect child would be. But the real question is, what would you do if you were to remain aligned with your best self? Your personal ecology. As we've discussed, your personal experience every day is a result of 1, how you are showing up, your attitude and well-being, and 2, how you are interacting with your world. What is your world? Your world is made up of your people, friends, family, coworkers, your activities, what you're doing every day, and your environments, your home, your work, and everything in between. We can call all of these things your ecosystem. The different elements of your ecosystem are all the components that go in to dictate how good of an experience you're having. Your relationships, career, financial health, mental, emotional health, physical health, personal and spiritual connection, fun, play, creativity, self-expression, and self-care. Just like an ecosystem, all of these elements matter, and the individual health of each element adds up to make a picture of your overall well-being, and this fluctuates almost every day. This is why it's so important to be aware and pay attention to what's going on, because it's very easy to make minor course corrections. It's much harder to change your whole life. A couple of terms to pay attention to as we wrap up this module. Ideals. So this will be covered in a few different ways throughout the year. Ideals keep us intentional and on track. An ideal is a word that to you represents the most perfect state. To you is the operative term here because your ideals are going to be very different from my ideals because you are different from me. And it is these differences that are so important to pay attention to because they are what keep you on track with yourself, not with everyone else or who you believe you should be. Getting clear on your ideals helps you to get clear on what matters most to you and helps you to stay on track with it. You can create an ideal for just about anything, your marriage, your job, your entire life, or even just this period that you're going through right now. The point of the ideal isn't to become the ideal, but to allow it to guide your decisions so that you stay on track with your best self. Your ideal is basically a representation of your best self in any area that you're specifically looking at. What is the representation of your best self in your marriage, in your career, on this day, in your whole life? For example, consider your relationships. What are your one or two ideals for relationships? Maybe it's compassion, in which case you want this image of compassion to guide all of your decisions about your relationships moving forward. Frequencies. This is a term I kind of cooked up on my own. The frequency of something is like the one-word essence of something. It's similar to an ideal in the sense that you are taking a situation and boiling it down to one word. Except when it comes to frequency, we are doing it with any situation, whereas with ideals, we are focusing on positivity and perfection. Figuring out the frequency of the situation, relationship, etc., helps you to get clear on exactly what's going on that you do or do not like. For example, if you're experiencing disharmony or conflict with another individual, figuring out the frequency would entail getting to the root of the problem, understanding what exactly it is about this conflict that is so offensive to you. Was it unkind, miscommunicating, controlling? Similarly, if you look at an experience that really filled your cup, it's good to figure out what that frequency was, because you want to find ways to repeat it. Was it because it was fun or freeing or connecting or creative or anything else? It's only when you get really clear and honest that you can better understand how to address it and, in general, learn more about who you are and what matters for you. Okay, a few end notes for you. I'm probably going to repeat myself in many different renditions of the same points this year. So if you don't fully grasp it or integrate it now, don't worry. You'll probably hear it again. And besides, these recordings aren't going anywhere. You can always come back to them. I'm going to share with you lots and lots of ways that you can improve your life and reminders of how great you can be and how you can get off track. It can be inspiring. It can also be overwhelming. It's really important that you just listen and read through all of this and let it settle in as it needs to. Forcing anything never gets you anywhere authentic. I will tell you about 100 more times, just listen to what I'm saying and see what comes up. See what you start noticing and see what makes sense to work on right now. That is the absolute best that any of us can ask for, and that alone will add up to some amazing changes. Regardless, the work that we start here and the questions that I ask of you can be used for the rest of your life. Because just when you solve one major imbalance occurring right now, it's going to reveal the next imbalance below it. You don't need to be Superman, but you also don't need to be Lois Lane anymore either. Just be yourself. Finally, I talk a lot in this module about your perfect state and who you can be and who you should be and working to get to be that way. Just know that this is the start. For the next 9 months after this, we're going to continue to kind of revisit this very important topic in many different ways, in many different areas of your life. And we're also going to dig much deeper in a slower, gentler way as to how to make all of these things happen. So if you're feeling overwhelmed right now, it's okay. We're going to make it all happen. We're just going to take our time in doing it because goodness knows you have enough other things going on.